talking about a home. From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour, the Charleston Fall Home Show, CharlestonHomeAndDesign.com, and TryAnInteriorDesigner.com, this is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. I'm Michael Blaze with Five Star Real Estate, and this is Talking About a Home.
Good afternoon and Happy New Year, everyone. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. That was U2 with New Year's Day, in addition to the great Chris Isaacs Talking About a Home, and special thanks to our show producer, Christine Sinanen, for coming up with today's songs. In addition to our radio show Talking About a Home, we also published Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the two custom home shows we organize, the Charleston Home and Design Show, which is coming up January 25th through the 27th at the Gelliard Center in downtown Charleston, and also the Charleston Fall Home Show, which happens every August also at the Gelliard Center. And we also organize the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour, which happens every April. Well, today we've got a great show lined up for you. Today's show is coming to you from Melser Tile. And Melser Tile is one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show happening January 25th through the 27th. And we'll be talking with Jay Rotten with Melser Tile. Also, Naomi Addison with Affinity Integrated Solutions. Mike Thompson with Outdoor Lighting Perspectives, interior designer Emily Stallings with Stallings Studio, and finally Mark Norris with Bath Fitter. Well, I did mention the Charleston Home and Design Show coming up January 25th through the 27th. Boy, this is going to be probably our biggest and best show ever. It's the largest collection of luxury kitchen, bath, and custom home products, home building products and ideas for the interior and outdoor living spaces, all in one place and under one roof. And we've got lots and lots of great things happening. You can sit with a professional interior designer or architect and get free design advice. We're giving away, you can win one of three $2,000 home improvement prize packages. And we always have local winners, so there'll be three local winners. We've got our VIP home show party, and that's happening on Friday evening, January 25th from 6 to 9 p.m. And it's the largest gathering of custom builders and architects and interior designers and homeowners at the Charleston Home and Design Show. And you can buy tickets for that by visiting the CharlestonHomeAndDesignShow.com website, CharlestonHomeAndDesignShow.com website. We've also got free lectures and seminars by Charleston's leading architects and interior designers. So lots and lots of great things happening at the Charleston Home and Design Show. Have a great weekend. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. Today's radio show is coming to you from Melser Tile, and we're very proud to have Melser Tile as one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show coming up January 25th through the 27th at the Gelliard Center downtown Charleston. And now we're talking with Jay Rotten with Melser Tile. How you doing, Jay?
Doing great, Tim.
Good. Jay, take a moment and tell everybody about Melser Tile.
We are a family-owned tile and stone distributor. We've been in business for 50 years this year. We started June 1st, 1968. We carry over 200 different tiles in stock, all those setting materials, cleaning and maintenance products that you would need, and a full-service showroom with designers that are waiting to help you.
Well, first of all, congratulations. 50 years, that's a long, long time. It's hard to kind of put that into context for people out there. But, you know, a lot of businesses, restaurants are famous for failing after 1 year or less in business. And so to be in business 50 years, what do you attribute your success to?
Well, we've certainly been blessed. And, I think just trying to treat each customer like they want to be treated when they come in, trying to stay up to date with trends, trying to do business the right way. And I think that's what's led us being around for a long time.
Think about, it's going to be hard to think about 50 years ago because you were just a kid. But, you know, when your parents started Melser Tile, think about their old showroom and how much it has changed over the years. You know, how many you mentioned that you have 200 different styles of tile in stock, and that doesn't count the special orders and stuff. But what kind of tile was available 50 years ago?
You know, Tim, not a whole lot. Back in that day, you almost had to install as well as sell, and we started off actually as an installation company, and then moved into the distribution business. But back then, you know, it was pretty much 4x4 and 6x6 tile, and it was pretty much only in the bathroom. So we like to say over the years, we've sort of moved out of the bathroom. We're still in the bathroom, but our products are used now and conceivably in every room of the home or business, walls, floors, even ceilings. And so the business has certainly grown, as has the product offering. Mm-hmm.
And if you were really fashion forward back then, maybe you'd use those 4x4 tiles on the countertops, right?
That's right.
That was a big thing, you know, rather than laminate or Formica.
It was a really big thing. I can remember as a kid selling a lot of countertops, and we used to stock a lot of countertop trim. I don't even remember the last time we sold a countertop job.
Just for tile.
Right.
Well, congratulations. That's great, and you've got a great staff here at Melser Tile. How many designers? You refer to them as designers, and they're really just people who are here to help customers, right? Guide them.
They are, yeah. We refer to them as tile designers because that's what they do every day. We keep them up to date on the latest trends and also installation techniques and things of that nature. We have five full-time designers and one part-time, as well as a receptionist up front.
Mm-hmm. And the designers, they have a lot of experience, and they can really guide the customer because, you know, when it comes to choosing tile, most people are maybe remodeling every decade or so. Maybe they might build a house, you know, once in their lifetime, and so they don't know all the rules and the pitfalls and mistakes that you can make along the way. And the designers here at Melser Tile, they're here to kind of guide the customer and say, no, what if we did this instead? That you know, what you're thinking about really won't work or something.
Yeah, that's exactly right, Tim. And what we try to do is we try to figure out, you know, what your goals are. You can tell by looking around the showroom, there are quite a lot of options and it can be confusing, but that's where our designers come in to try to figure out what you're trying to do with your particular space and sort of, if you will, narrow the showroom down a little bit to the choices that are right for you. And so they do a great job with that. And we have, I think the ones that have been with us the least amount of time have been here for 4 years, and I've got some that have 30 years of experience in the industry.
Phyllis,
the
Jill. Famous Phyllis.
Yes, that's right.
She helped us with our tile, with our house, and did a great job. What about the showroom? The showroom here at Melser Tile, it is constantly in flux, and I don't mean that it looks like it's under construction. It never does, but you're constantly changing out the tile displays here at Melser Tile just to kind of stay up with you know, what's current.
Yeah, that's right, Tim. And we want to be able to show the customer exactly what they're going to get. Going back to what we were talking about earlier, back in the day, you know, you could get a white or a blue or a pink tile, but they all basically look the same. Now with the influx of the concrete looks, the marble looks, the stone looks, all of those things, there's a lot of variation from piece to piece. So I can't show it to you and give you a realistic expectation of what it's going to be with one piece. So we are constantly updating the showroom. We just went through a huge remodel in the front and down one whole side of the showroom, and we're about to partake first part of the year in the next side, and we just kind of keep working our way around. Mm-hmm. So it's just all about being able to show people what the product is going to look like in their particular setting.
And that's really important, because most people, I always have the highest respect for interior designers and architects and builders, because they can look at a set of plans and they just see it. They see it in 3D versus a homeowner who is really challenged with what something is going to look like and how big the space is going to be or small. And so you've, Melser Tile, you folks have got these, how many vignettes? Over 20, right?
At least, yeah.
And it shows tile on the floor, tile on the wall, you've got accent tiles. And so I would imagine that you have customers that come in and say, give me that whole look right there. I want everything from this vignette.
We do. And then we have those that want part of that vignette mixed with something else. And again, I was talking about, you know, we want to find out what your goals are, and we want to help you get there, and we want to be cognizant of your time when you come in. So we just put together a new backsplash program that is sort of a like about 20 different backsplash options that are sort of ready to roll if you just want to come in and pick something right away. And like I said before, I mean, if you want to mix and match, I mean, we can certainly do that too. But we found this to be very, very successful early on. We kind of just put it into play in the last 15 to 20 days here.
Mm, that's great. Congratulations on that. Because people, there's that old cliche thing about the builder calling you and saying, have you made the tile, your selections for the tile? I need those by tomorrow. And then you're just racing around, and there are a lot of people like that. And that goes back to the 200 different styles of tile. I know that when I was renovating two bathrooms last year about this time, I knew that Melser Tile would have what I was looking for in stock, and actually one of the first things I did was went to the contractor side of the Melser Tile showroom to see what kind of leftover materials you mm-hmm. had, because you always discount those, right? Mm-hmm. There's always some great deals back there.
That's right. Yeah, we have quite a number of discontinued items back there, so you know they vary in quantities and of course the looks and sizes and things like that. But yeah, we're very successful with that as well. But we, you know, if you'd like to pick something today and take it today, we'd like for you to be able to do that. Most of the items that we order, Tim, we typically get within a week to 10 days.
So it's not that bad.
Yeah, there are some exceptions if you get into the real mosaic creative type stuff that actually has to be made. You know, sometimes it can be 4 or 5 weeks, but I would say probably 98% of what we sell special order wise is available within 7 to 10 days.
And I'll tell you my experience. I came in, we had stayed at a hotel in Orlando like the week before, and I saw a walk-in shower that I loved, and I showed one of your designers the photo on my phone and said, this is what I want, and complete with the dark grout so that you didn't have to clean it that much. And your designer was able to take me around, and we chose everything, got it all done. No problem. It was all done within minutes.
Right. And it you know, there's a lot of stuff in here, so whatever it is that you're after, chances are we have it 99.9% of the time.
Mm-hmm. Well, how can folks get more information about Melser Tile?
Well, you can visit our website at melsertile.com, or you can come by. We'd love to see you at 4965 Dorchester Road in North Charleston. The showroom is open from 9 to 5 Monday through Fridays, and we do stay open until 7 on Tuesdays. The best thing is if you're selecting for a home or a remodel, you might just want to swing by and take a look. Or if you'd like, you can give us a call, set an appointment. appointment. That way we've got somebody ready for you. Appointments are not absolutely necessary. We do recommend them just so that we're waiting on you when you get here.
And you can devote as much time as necessary.
Absolutely.
Well, good deal. Well, special thanks to Melser Tile for hosting today's radio show and also being a sponsor of the Charleston Home and Design Show. And we have been talking with Jay Rotten with Melser Tile. Thanks, Jay.
Thank you.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and today's radio show is coming to you from Melser Tile, and we are very proud to have Melser Tile as one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show, and that's coming up January 25th through the 27th at the Gilliard Center in downtown Charleston. And now we're talking with Naomi Addison with Affinity Integrated Solutions, an authorized ADT retailer. How are you doing, Naomi?
I'm doing wonderful today. Thank you.
Good. Take a moment and tell everyone about Affinity Integrated Solutions.
Okay, perfect. Affinity Integrated Solutions is an authorized retailer for ADT. We specialize in home security, automation, security, and video surveillance. We're actually located in 7 different states. We have a huge following here in the Charleston area just because this area is steadily growing. We actually offer neighborhood promotions in this area.
Very good. So Affinity Integrated Solutions, you folks sell security.
Absolutely.
You sell peace of mind, as they
exactly.
A little cliche, but but it's true. It is true. I mean, when you are home alone at night and it's just maybe you and the dog or you and your kids that are asleep, that's having a security system is a layer of protection that that if you don't have a security system, I mean, somebody could break down your door, they could open up a window and sneak in, or, you know, there's a lot of different scenarios that we don't like to think about. But having that, having a security system, that gives you some comfort, right?
Absolutely. You actually took the words right out of my mouth. So we do deal with your actual overall security, but the main focus that we want everybody to understand is that it's not always just protecting the things that are inside the four walls of your house. We also specialize in extending security options to also cover family members when they're away from home.
Mm-hmm. How does that go?
Actually, we do that with what's called the ADT Go app.
Okay.
So it's an actual app that's specific for ADT customers to use. It ties in cell phones. You can actually offer invite codes to family members that don't live inside your household. So if you have children that are away at college, you know, maybe an elderly family member that you're checking in on or somebody that you're keeping up with, it actually does a service where it has a GPS location on that phone device also. So it gives you and that party notification of any criminal activity in the area that they're in. It also gives them roadside assistance.
What happens? Let's kind of break it down. It's late at night, and somebody is trying to break into your house. What will occur with if you have a security system from Affinity Integrated Solutions?
That's perfect. So if you're actually in your house, obviously your system is going to be armed for stay. So that's going to go ahead and maintain the opportunity to notate that you're actually within the household and that somebody is coming into you. If somebody actually comes towards your house, okay, we do have devices that are tied in with your cameras that actually give you notification of motion. You get a notification on your phone, motion's detected. You're actually able to physically see that live viewing on the cameras that we offer. Now, if they bypass that, which, you know, would mean like if you didn't have a camera, that sort of thing, and they actually get into your house, if they break a window to get in, we have glass break sensors that give you notification, meaning your alarm's going to go off.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in that time, your ADT central monitoring station is going to contact you, verify that that is not something that, you know, that you did, you know, so we're not sending police out and you know, wasting those resources. If it's an actual emergency, you're going to have law enforcement there at your house.
So your phone will ring, your cell phone?
It will, yes, sir.
And what happens if you're maybe in a closet, you're hiding from mm-hmm. this intruder and you've got it on silent and you don't answer, what happens then?
You actually get on your ADT Pulse app that you're able to access, you can actually notify them on that app also. There's also an emergency code that you would be able to access.
Gotcha. You know, there's kind of like two different scenarios. One is protecting yourself, and I didn't even think about protecting your belongings, but mm-hmm. that is true. I mean, if you're home, your stuff can be replaced, but if you're away, which is frequent at the holidays, and then you're secure, so you don't worry about yourself, but you do worry about all your stuff you've left behind.
And that's particularly very important thing to share with our listeners that are gun holders or gun collectors. You know, if you're home to do something about it, then that's a perfect opportunity for you to protect your home. But if you're not there to do something about it, you know, maybe you have a gun safe in your house. Guns are usually one of the easiest things for somebody to steal. You know, that's usually something that they're going to go after.
That's
so therefore
you're
protecting
for
that. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. My a number of vehicles in our neighborhood were broken into. They weren't physically broken into because people left their cars unlocked, but it happened to me one night and they didn't take anything. Mm-hmm. And I was told they're searching for weapons. They're thinking that you might have a handgun in your console or something like that, or glove box, and that's what they're looking for. And so they break into your house, they're looking for weapons as well.
Yeah, well, if they see it, they're not going to bypass it and not take it. You know, they're going to take it. It's the same thing that can be said about the smoke and heat communicator that our clients actually also are able to take advantage of. That's something we include standard in every installation. So the smoke and heat communication actually gives you a notification of a heat difference of 10 degrees or more in a very short period of time. It's not the same as your regular smoke alarm that's going to go off if you're burning the brownies. You know, if you're not home to do something about it, this device is going to relay directly to the fire department so somebody is out there to, you know, save your property. It's the difference between you losing a room or your whole entire house.
That's a nice feature. So it's kind of like you're paying for the security system, but then you also have a fire and any kind of carbon monoxide or anything like that?
We include that also, yes, sir.
Wow, nice, mm-hmm. Nice. So it's kind of a 3-for-1.
Oh, well, I'd say 4-for-1. Yeah, we'll tie that in with your surveillance and the opportunity to check in on home when you're away. We've got several families that are huge advocates with their pets. You know, we can include an indoor camera so they can kind of check in on those. You know, I'm sure they've seen some pretty funny things along mm-hmm. the way, but it's a very nice opportunity for you to stay connected.
You know, there's certain things in life that we're all in denial about. Like, you're driving down 95 and you're kind of in your own bubble. You're like, oh, you know, we'll never get in an accident, you know. And I was thinking the other day, the same is true for criminals. Like, even though we're in a state where you know, you can conceal carry and people have weapons at home, a criminal thinks, I'm never going to get shot by somebody at home. It's not going to happen to me. I hear about it, but it's not going to happen to me. And so you almost have taken away that element of fear that, you know, somebody might get shot. The thing that's going to scare them off is when that security system starts to blare.
Mm-hmm. Of course. And then our job is to make sure that we're also taking away that element of surprise. You know, if somebody's on your property, you're getting a notification of motion. You know that somebody is out there. You're not waiting until they kick the door in and they're already, you know, over you when you're sleeping in bed. And typically, it's proven that a lot of home break-ins and burglaries occur between the hours of 9 o'clock in the morning and 11 o'clock, you know, in the morning. It's usually when you're taking the kids to school, or maybe you're running errands. You know, us ladies, we're running to the gym to meet girls for a cup of coffee. You know, these are things that you don't want to, you know, you don't want to walk into your house and there's somebody in your house, mm-hmm. breaking into your house.
Do you have to have a landline in order to have a security system from Affinity Integrated Solutions?
No, thankfully, no. Those days are gone. So we actually build our systems with a cellular-based network. It's a touchscreen Honeywell panels, it's actually a two-way communication. So if there is something that happens within your household, somebody from central monitoring is going to report over that panel. It's also backed with a 24-hour battery backup. So if we lose power because of a storm, your system's not going to be compromised.
Central monitoring. So with ADT, that's a well-known brand, and I can imagine that's a very well-staffed center where there's lots of people 24/7 that are monitoring all the thousands of systems. What about local companies that might be selling security systems? Do they have their own call center or something?
They do. And, you know, unfortunately, in this line of work, you come across a lot of other security companies. You know, it's not our job to ever bash the competitor. Everybody's kind of got their own thing that they specialize in. I would tell you, ADT, it's a 360 coverage. Okay, so it's actually, you know, all the way around, I guess, but 365 days a year. We're backed by several monitoring stations. So if one goes out because of a storm or a hurricane, we've got the next one that's going to pick it up. We don't farm out our monitoring. It is all done through ADT.
And we're almost out of time, but I wanted to ask you, like, what's a typical system that you help a homeowner with?
Okay. Well, actually, a typical system is obviously going to include your door contacts, your motion or glass break sensor, depending on what you need to cover in your home. If you have a pet over 60 pounds, like, we always recommend a glass break sensor, your touchscreen Honeywell panel, your smoke and heat communicator. We include free of charge a Ring video doorbell to avoid the porch pirates that we are, having or hearing about in the news today. You're not going to miss packages and things like that at your front door. If you don't have a peephole, you have a new build. A lot of the new homes are not coming with peepholes, or they're coming with big glass panes in the front door. You know, this is an extra added security protection. You're also going to get outdoor cameras, indoor cameras. One very important thing to say is that we do not sell alarm systems. What we actually do is provide our families and homeowners with the ability to take advantage of a fully integrated ADT system with no cost for equipment. Mm-hmm. And if there's things above and beyond that we'll do, if you're adding four or five cameras, obviously there's a small fee for the cameras. But the nice thing about it is our job is to make sure that this is an easy process for the homeowner. You know, we're not out there to sell the systems. We're actually out there to consult and create a properly built security system that works for the homeowner and their family members.
Not a lot of upfront costs then?
Absolutely sir. No, okay. It's a one-time activation of $99, which is fairly standard, but in most cases we are able to rebate that. It's not a refrigerator rebate where you have to find the card and serial number and remember to mail it in. We actually process that at point of installation, and the homeowner actually typically gets that in the, back to them within 7 to 10 business days. So it's actually a really wonderful promotion.
A lot of people feel like, once they get broken into, okay, I'm going to get a security system. So why wait for something terrible like that to happen? I mean, it's we just live in a world where it's necessary to have security. So why wait and decide after the fact decide right now? How can folks get more information about Affinity Integrated Solutions?
Our website is www.aisnation.com, or you can call me directly. I am a neighborhood promotion specialist. My number is 912-777-8891. I can tell you also that homeowners are only going to be responsible for the monthly monitoring costs, which I find are very competitive with other providers in the area. It's roughly about $2 a day. There are no additional taxes or hidden fees. You know, we're not out there to do a bait and switch and get into your house to do a consultation and then charge you a ridiculous amount of money up front. That's not at all what we do. Our job is to actually secure homeowners in the area at a very fair price.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Well, we've been talking with Naomi Addison with Affinity Integrated Solutions. Thanks so much, Naomi.
Thank you.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and today's radio show is coming to you from Melser Tile, and they're located at 4965 Dorchester Road in North Charleston. And now we're talking with Mike Thompson with Outdoor Lighting Perspectives. How you doing, Mike?
Good, Tim. Thanks for having us.
Sure. Mike, take a moment and tell everyone about Outdoor Lighting Perspectives.
We are Charleston's premier outdoor lighting company. Whether it's upgrading your existing system, doing a new install, we service install and warranty everything. You know, we are we do the best quality fixtures for this environment, the Sea Air, which are copper and brass, that we give a lifetime guarantee on. And in my opinion, I think matters, we give the best customer service.
Mm-hmm. We have a lot of listeners and readers of Charleston Home and Design Magazine who really care about their homes, and they want their house to look like $1 million. Maybe it's not worth $1 million, but they want it to look really, really good, and they're very proud. They care about and are concerned about how their house looks during the daytime, but they're also very proud and they might want to light up the landscape at night. What kind of dramatic, features will people experience when they have an outdoor lighting system from Outdoor Lighting Perspectives?
And it's all to the customer's perspective on, and to that point, what you have in your yard that looks great lighting up or to be lit up. whether it's a nice live oak, you've got a jumble of palms, you've got you want to do something on the facade of the home, you need a walkway lit, or you're getting older and coming up and down those stairs at night isn't so easy. You're having those lit up. If you've got a nice dock, you know, that you spend evenings out sometimes during the summer. I mean, any aspect of the yard that that a customer really loves during the daytime, we can enhance that at night for them.
You know, I think the biggest objection that a lot of people may think is they say, yeah, that's true. That would our house. We have a lot of mature trees on the property, and it would look beautiful. But I'm just not willing to add more expense to, you know, what I have to pay on a monthly basis. You know, why do I want lighting to run all night long? It's just going to be too expensive.
You know, with technology nowadays, with the, you know, integration of the products we use, as far as the copper and the brass, so it's an energy efficient system. So once we install, you know, it pulls very low ampage from your breaker. It's all, again, LED, so it's all energy efficient. You know, you could run these things literally dusk till dawn. Being that they're LED and they're low voltage, dusk till dawn, you might spend somewhere between size of the system somewhere between $2 and $4 a month.
So, wow.
Yeah, so very energy efficient. And, you know, and that's opposed to an old halogen system. You know, say you had an old halogen system that was 15 lights. You're probably pulling $10 to $15 a month of power. So you get that energy savings. So over time, it builds up, you know. And then you get the great look of having the house or yard lit with the energy savings. You know, it's a win-win both ways.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to continue to play the devil's advocate. Okay, so that's all fine and good. So we've erased the cost aspect, but what happens when the landscaper comes by and they're running the weed trimmer and they cut a line? Now I'm going to have to call Outdoor Lighting Perspectives, and you guys are going to charge a service fee and all that stuff to come out and repair it.
No, you know, we warranty everything. You know, we understand accidents happen. You know, sometimes, you know, God forbid, we may be negligible that wire should have been buried deeper or should have been out of the way of what they would have done. But no, if you're under warranty with us, we're going to come out, we're going to fix it, no fuss. You know, I want you to call us, you know, if something's wrong, please give us a call. We're going to come take care of it. That's how we do.
All right. Well, that's fine. I've got an existing system, but you guys didn't install it at Outdoor Lighting Perspective. So, and I don't even know I can't remember the name of the guy who did it or the company that did it last time. So, I guess I'm just going to have to limp along and live with, you know, the antiquated outdoor lighting system I have.
You know, it's one of my pleasures owning this business is taking over older existing systems that have been neglected for years, that the customers has seen what it looks like, enjoyed it for a few years, and then again it's been neglected. We come in, we do a full inspection of the system, see what we can do to upgrade, fix, you know, advise a customer maybe has room to add, you know, this tree to that tree, but essentially, you know, we're going to come in, we're going to take it over, we're going to fix it, upgrade it, and then you never have to worry about it again.
So you work on existing systems.
We do. That is some of our bread and butter. Again, it's you know, there's a lot of neglected systems in Charleston and in the surrounding areas, and it's our pleasure to come in and get it working, looking like it did day one.
Nice. LED lights. I've seen some of those that have those weird-looking, you know, I don't know. It's kind of like some of the headlights that you see.
It's like a bluish hue.
Bluish, yeah. Is that the kind of LED lighting?
No, and I get that question a lot. You know, it's lights. There's a light scale. It's called a Kelvin scale. And your typical halogen bulb is somewhere along 2,700, whereas that blue LED light is about 5,000 K. I'm not a fan of it. We don't use that color temp. We're right in the 27,000-3,000 range, which is a nice warm amber hue. You know, it's bright, it's beautiful. So it highlights the areas subtly. But yeah, I get that all the time. Is it going to be that ugly blue light? No, it's the beautiful warm amber light you see with halogen. Just the energy efficiency of LED.
What about? I've heard that LED lighting is more expensive. Is it? Have the prices come down for LED?
You know, it has a little bit. You know, with I mean, and there's multiple companies out there that do LEDs. You know, it is a little more expensive on the front end than a typical halogen system, but again, with the energy savings, you make your money back in 3 to 5 years just from, you know, running them. Mm-hmm. You know, so you're not having to run a floodlight or your house lights or a post light. You know, you've got that ambiance, around the yard where you're able to see. So you make your money back. Mm-hmm.
What is you mentioned that Outdoor Lighting Perspectives has a new product line coming on board?
We do. We're really kind of excited. We've got some new stuff we're going to be bringing out in the spring. It's integrated fixtures where we're able, instead of having to change out multiple bulbs if the customer doesn't like, you know, how bright something is, it's a one-stop shop kind of fixture. It's got multiple wattages as far as brightness, so you can change it per fixture. So very, very excited to come out with it. We'll be doing some demos after the first of the year, but we're excited about it and to definitely offer it to our Charleston customers.
Very good. And you know, sometimes married couples, they kind of run out of the romantic gifts to give each other. You know, after Christmas, they might have gotten some cash as a gift. What do you say to them as far as, you know, spending that money on a outdoor lighting system from Outdoor Lighting Perspectives?
Yeah. As a married man myself, you know, you do kind of run out of ideas and, you know, over the years, you're like, I don't know what I want, you know. And after Christmas, you know, again, if you got a little cash in hand, you know, and you want to enhance the yards, nothing like giving us a call and seeing what we can do for the property.
Especially with it being so dark right now.
Exactly. You know, you get off work at 5 and it's pitch black dark. You know, you hate coming home to a dark house, and there's nothing like, you know, January at 5 o'clock coming home to a nice, beautiful house or yard lit up.
So. On a scale of 1 to 10, what's the difficulty level of using an outdoor lighting perspective system?
We want it to be a 0. You know, we want it no fuss, no muss for you. So once we come in, we do our thing, the timers are set. You never have to worry about it. And if God forbid a problem does come up, you're going to call me, you're going to call our office, and we're going to get out and take care of it very, very quickly.
How can folks get more information about Outdoor Lighting Perspectives?
You can visit us at www.charleston.outdoorlights.com, or you can give us a call at 843-412-5874.
All right, great. Well, we've been talking with Mike Thompson with Outdoor Lighting Perspectives. Thanks so much, Mike.
Thanks for having us, Tim.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and today's radio show is coming to you from Melser Tile, and they're located in North Charleston on 4965 Dorchester Road, and we're very proud to have Melser Tile as one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show coming up January 25th through the 27th at the Gilliard Center in downtown Charleston. And now we're talking with interior designer Emily Stallings with Stallings Studio. How are you doing, Emily?
Great. How are you?
Good. Emily, take a moment and tell everyone about Stallings Studio.
Well, I am an interior designer here in the Charleston area. I have always had a passion for design and interiors, color, decor, since I can remember as a child rearranging my room. Hmm. So this was a natural fit for my personality, who likes to stay organized and really appreciates a well-designed space. Mm-hmm. It just came naturally to me.
Mm, very good. Well, right, they always say about you never work a day if you love
what
you're doing.
Do what you
love. Right.
Yes.
Well, we talk almost on a weekly basis to our listeners about the value of hiring an interior designer for your project, whether you're building a new house or remodeling, and how an interior designer will save you money, because they'll help you avoid costly mistakes that very often people make on their own if they're not working with an interior designer. And you end up with a much better space, a more attractive space, maybe a safer space than you would on your own. And so we always encourage people to use an interior designer. But One of the things that you have a designation of is you are an expert in paint consulting. Talk about that a little bit.
Sure. I'd like to start off asking my clients if they know how much it costs to paint. And it's expensive, mm-hmm. but what is more expensive is repainting. Mm. And I want to save you that mistake. I want to save you that time, energy, when you pick the wrong paint color versus when you can pick the right paint color. Mm-hmm. And my training has enabled me to really fine tune and get down to what color needs to be in your space. So many colors create different moods, different feels. What you want is a color that works in your house. The same color might not look good from your neighbor's house in your space. So I come in and really fine tune the details of what paint color you need for your space.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. And there are literally thousands of different paint choices, right? How many different choices of white, for example?
Whites are complicated. There are so many versions of white, and that's one of the most common questions people ask is just tell me what white to paint my trim, or just tell me what white to paint my cabinets. There's no such thing. Mm-hmm. There are so many undertones of whites. There's creams, off-whites. Same with beiges. There's gold beiges, green beiges, pink beiges, taupes. You can go on and on. Where I come in is I know the undertones of these colors. For example, if you're in an older home with the traditional oak, orange, ready floors, there are colors that will work with those wood tones mm-hmm. to give you an updated feel.
Mm-hmm. And how, you know, how it must be difficult to choose a paint color in a paint store, right? Versus picking it out at your house?
It is extremely hard. And another thing to notice about picking colors in a paint store, those chips are computer generated. They're printed on a copier. They're not using actual real paint. I bring in 11 by 14 hard copy boards that are pre-painted with real actual paint. So you're going to get the real tone, the real color that a computer or a printer is not going to give you from a chip.
Mm-hmm. What do you say to bold colors versus neutral colors?
I love a neutral palette that ties in dramatic colors. There's a balance. You want to have a classic and timeless look in your home, which a neutral background will provide, where you can come in and change up your accessories, pillows, a single wall even, with bright colors and bright paints, just to give you that aesthetic of the current trends. Mm-hmm. Of course, gray has been so popular. Forecasting for 2019, I see these gray and white kitchens and bathrooms on the background. We've done it for 10 years. Creams and neutrals are coming back. And Melser Tile, of course, has numerous options. They have so many areas where they can help you focus in on what's going to give you that classic and timeless look.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. What about, you know, a lot of times people are not wanting to change their rooms all that often. They want a color that is not so trendy but timeless. What do you say to that?
I say that's when you use feature walls or feature moments, maybe an entryway. Provide a bold, bright color in your entryway, but soften it in the adjoining rooms. Maybe a wall behind your bed, behind your headboard, or even at the end of a hallway, you could do a statement wall with wallpaper or with a bold color that's easily changed. A 10 by 5 space is a lot easier to paint than an entire house.
What kinds of moods can you create with paint? And what are maybe some of the wrong moods that you might like if you have a small room, for example? I've always heard don't paint it with dark colors because it'll make it look smaller, for example.
And honestly, I don't subscribe to that rule. Mm-hmm. I have seen plenty of small for example, offices, maybe a husband's office in a dark, rich wood tone with some dark navies or jewel tone walls that are just gorgeous, just elegant, creates a big impact in a small space. You want to be in those cozy rooms. You want to be enveloped by the color around you.
Do you have a preference in picking different brands of paint?
There are a lot of brands and there are a lot of good paints, but you definitely get what you pay for. Just like with a color consultant, my experience is going to save you money. And when I recommend a paint to you, I'm going to recommend something that's quality.
Mm-hmm. And that is, you know, sometimes it seems like, especially around long weekends where there's like a Monday off or something, a national holiday, the big box stores will be promoting, you know, sales on certain paints and things like that. And there is a temptation to go in and buy the cheap paint, but I've always heard never do that. Always buy quality paint.
That's right. It does make a difference. The saturation, what the paint is made of, VOCs. There's a lot of chemistry and science behind paint. Again, you get what you pay for.
Mm-hmm. Do you recommend that people prime their walls before they paint?
Definitely. And just as important as having the right color paint would be to have a great painter that knows what they're doing. You've seen their work. You know the quality. You know that they're going to tape off trim, moldings, floors, protect everything around your walls that's getting painted.
It's such a do-it-yourself project, painting. And do you ever run into customers that have tried to do it themselves and just they've gotten frustrated with the process?
Definitely. I love walking into a room that's half painted.
And what do these customers typically say to you that...
Help. Yeah. And I say, okay, let's pull out these 11 by 14 real paint boards. Let's throw them up. You always want a white background. And that's where a lot of people make mistakes is painting splotches. We've all seen it on HGTV, mm-hmm. painting splotches of different colors next to each other. How can you possibly tell what the right color is when it's sitting behind an orange wall or a red wall and you're trying to make it gray?
Mm. Good point. Well, we're very excited that that Emily Stallings will be giving a lecture at the Charleston Home and Design Show on the process of picking colors for your house. And the fact that Emily, that you are a certified true color expert, you are an expert in your field. I'm sure we're going to have a lot of people that are going to be very interested in hearing what you have to say, because you will be able to help them avoid costly mistakes in the future.
Thank you so much.
And then when you're talking with an interior designer, it can become habit forming. So you might end up wanting to talk to Emily about the rest of your house too, not just the choosing the paint color in your house.
Of course, I specialize in all areas, exterior paint color, interior, but of course, fabrics, window treatments, flooring, tile, mm-hmm. hard finishes. And you can find me at stallingstudio.com. And my phone number is 252-327-6699.
All right, great. Well, we've been talking with Emily Stallings, interior designer with Stallings Studio. Thanks so much, Emily.
Thank you.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine. And today's radio show is coming to you from Meltzer Tile. And they are celebrating their 50th anniversary in business here in North Charleston. And now we're talking with Mark Norris with Bathfitter. How you doing, Mark?
Good, Tim. How are you?
Good. Mark, take a moment, tell everyone about Bathfitter.
Bathfitter is locally here in Charleston. We're located on Dorchester Road. We actually go in, we can actually cover tubs that are pre-existing if they're steel tubs, as well as extract tubs to go ahead and turn into showers. If you need a shower versus the tub that you presently have, we can do the extractions. It is usually a day process once we have measured, and it is lifetime guaranteed.
Mm-hmm. Very good. So everyone has seen the Bathfitter TV commercials, and is that accurate? I mean, you really can transform a bathroom in one day?
Tim, it really depends on what we're doing, but that is the goal. And I would say probably 90% of the time that is accurate, unless we run into something that's unforeseen when we're measuring. But we actually manufacture all of our product. It's manufactured and then it's shipped to our local office here in Charleston, and our local installers actually go into the home. And it usually is a day.
Mm-hmm. Describe some of the new looks, because I know Bathfitter will go over your existing tub if that's possible, or if the homeowner wants. But there's a reason they're calling you. Their tub area or the bathroom is outdated, and so they're looking to update it, give it a more modern look to it. So what are some of the more popular styles that Bathfitter offers?
Actually, we have just thousands of tile designs and different color schemes that we can do that will actually update the bathroom. We are doing quite a bit of extractions these days, meaning that we're going in and taking out, especially in this area, fiberglass tub or showers that have become cracked or just worn over the years. Important thing to remember is, be it even if we're going over your steel tub, or if we're going in with a totally new package, it's a two-piece process, mm-hmm. meaning that we have the base for either the tub or the shower, as well as a one-piece wall. A lot of people do not know that about us. Mm-hmm. We take the wall, it's seamless, we put it in. There's only one place for caulking, and that's where the wall meets the shower base or the tub base.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of showers, a lot of people are taking out the garden tubs, for example. They don't use them that much except to put their dirty laundry in. And they are going back with maybe a walk-in shower. Is that an option with Bathfitter?
It is, and it's a very popular one. We have different lip sizes to get in, and for anyone that needs a low step, we actually do have a 1-inch step up that almost anyone can get into.
Mm, very good. And as far as Bathfitter is, you're not putting in ceramic tile. You don't have like a tile contractor coming in or something like that. Is it like a fiberglass shell that you're putting in there?
It's actually an acrylic.
Okay.
Acrylic is what we use, and the great thing about it, there is no grout, nowhere for mildew to collect. We also offer doors for the showers or tub if mm-hmm. you desire, and those are all patented to actually drain, so you do not have the water that stands in the traditional door tracking.
Mm,
so
right.
We have a patented door system that covers all of that.
Mm-hmm. And what happens when, and I'm sure this is a frequent thing, people have leaks in their tub or somewhere in the bathroom, and they don't recognize that there's a problem until maybe the HVAC contractor's underneath the house or the exterminator, and they say, you got a leak under here, and it's coming from your tub. Or how does Bathfitter approach a situation like that?
Well, of course, that would, we can do some plumbing, but we would like for everything to be ready to go when we get there, so someone else would have to come in and to get that, repaired or replaced, mm-hmm. so we can, once we put our product in, it's lifetime warranted,
mm-hmm.
so meaning that it will not leak.
Like replacing the subfloor, for example, or maybe there's some sills underneath. Would that require a separate contractor?
It would all depend, Tim, on after us reviewing and seeing what we have going on.
Mm-hmm.
It's why it's very hard for us, even at our events and shows, to a lot of people will walk in to our display and want to know a price. And I would love to give it to them, but every situation is different. And we actually work with space. So if you're doing a total extraction, we will measure the space and then give you your different options.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. And what about cleaning the Bathfitter inserts that you folks are doing? Is that the acrylic? Is that easy to clean?
It's very minimal. We actually will give you a squeegee, and the squeegee can be used. But again, there is no grout, so there's no collection of mold. Very little of dirt. And as long as the tub or shower is rinsed, everything usually goes right down into the drain.
Hmm, very good. What do your customers typically say when the project is over?
Well, that's a good question, Tim. Usually what happens is a lot of times, because all of our installers are bonded, a lot of our customers, we will get there in the morning as they're leaving to go to work, and then we will be there when they get home, and it's just pure amazement and surprise and joy when they walk in and see that the space is brand new and ready to go in just one day.
The reveal. As you say in your TV commercials at Bathfitter. How long has Bathfitter been around?
We've been around for 30 years.
30 years?
Yes.
And are there other Bathfitter locations throughout the United States?
There are. We're a national company as well as international, and our main headquarters is in right outside of Nashville, Tennessee for the U.S., and then internationally we are in Quebec is our headquarters.
What happens if a homeowner does experience a problem after Bathfitter has installed a new bath or shower?
Well, that's the beauty of it. We are lifetime guarantee, lifetime warranty. So we will dispatch, get out there, and fix the situation.
Okay. Does that go with the house or just with the owner?
It will go with the home.
The home. Okay.
Wow. Yes, sir.
Nice. That, I think, is important because, we all have had an experience here or there where we know a guy who can come in and I do plumbing, I do tile, I do this and that, and then there's a problem down the road, and you may not even remember the guy's name. You may not be able. His cell phone's been shut off or whatever. You can't contact him to get him to come back and fix whatever problem that he created. But with Bathfitter, Bathfitter's is been around a long time, and you folks are going to be around for a long time to come too.
We will, yes, sir. And you will, all of our vehicles, you'll probably see them on the road with 10 to 12 at our store alone here in Charleston. So they're all wrapped with the Bathfitter logo. So we're very easily seen.
What colors are available? You have that Pepto-Bismol color that was so popular in the 70s.
That's actually on back order right now.
Back order,
it's on
right.
Back order.
Okay, hopefully it'll stay that way.
It may come back, though.
But white, is there any other color besides white?
There's so many to choose from, honestly.
So there are options, though.
There are very many options because we manufacture the product. Mm-hmm. It's not something that, you only have a couple of different options. Mm-hmm. We have different tile designs. For doing the walls and as well as tub designs.
Mm, very good.
And we can do larger tubs. We measure the space and then we build exactly, specifically for the customer. Mm-hmm.
How can folks get more information about Bathfitter?
You can easily go to our website. It's simply bathfitter.com. Or you can call our local office, and that is 843-767-4008.
And they can visit your showroom, which is right down the street from Melser Tile and Dorchester Road.
It is. Not, I think maybe half a mile. So they can come in. We have different variations at our 4510 Dorchester Road location in North Charleston. But actually, Tim, we have to come to the home to give you the pricing mm-hmm. because we have to measure, and then the sales consultant will go through everything, all the different options, mm-hmm. and that's from fixtures to color to style. Mm-hmm. So
very good. We've been talking with Mark Norris with Bathfitter, and come out to the Charleston Home of Design show and you'll see Bathfitter January 25th through the 27th. Thanks so much, Mark.
Thanks, Tim.
You've been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. Talking About a Home is brought to you by the publishers of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and the organizers of the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour, and the Charleston Fall Home Show. To make contact with any of the companies featured today, visit charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Home to over 200 local home-related companies motivated to work with you. That's charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Please tune in again next Saturday.